This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Bill Maher described the Democrats' convention like watching a telethon at 2 a.m. in the morning. I said this. I told you guys it was like the Fabulous Baker Boys, that scene where the two brothers that are in their tuxes and they got these grand pianos and they're doing a telethon for a kid, a high school kid who broke his leg. Welcome back to the Kevin Jackson Show. I should say welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. Welcome back for those who heard me the other day. Welcome to the show for those of you who listen to me routinely, and I thank you for that. Anyway, we talked a lot about the Democrats' convention that turned into a multi-train derailment, but what about the Republicans? I have ideas around what might happen in the Republican convention that's coming up. But first, let's see what might be leaking out about Biden and the black community. This is a clip that's been circulating for a bit, and I'm going to tell you something. It's symptomatic of what black folks think about Biden that the media is not telling you. And it's the same delusion that apparently Democrats want to repeat in 2016. But here's some black people from Joe Biden's neck of the woods talking about him.
Joe Biden doesn't do nothing here. I live on East 28th Street, right across the street from the projects. I have never seen Joe Biden a day of my life, never, to come to Delaware and do anything. It's lies. It's all lies. What is he going to do? 4 years. Donald Trump's been in the office for 4 years cleaning up their mess for over hundreds of years. It's not his fault. This is their politicians. This is the change. Donald Trump is the change for us.
Right.
For the people. Yeah. And what they need to know.
Now, let me tell you something, folks, listening to that clip of these young black men from Delaware. That was a guy on the passenger side who got asked a question by a white reporter, and that's what he said. And you can hear in the background, dude on the other side going, yeah, exactly. This is not, he was not driving a Ferrari. He was not driving a Lexus or a Tesla. This guy was driving, well, it looked like a Ford, like a Grand Prix or something. It was an old car. In other words, this ain't a silver spoon black dude. He talks about, I grew up, I live right across the street from the hood, which means he lives in the hood. Maybe just one onion peel away, but as they say, you peel back the onion, you get more onion. This is not some silver spoon black kid. This is a dude that just gets stopped on the street that says, shoot, man, don't even talk to me about no Joe Biden. Welcome back, everybody. This is the wake-up call you need. This is the type of thing you need to get you energized. You come to listen to the Kevin Jackson Show. It ain't about me. There are millions of me out there. Millions of young black people that are tired of this. They, as the old saying goes, they're sick and tired of being sick and tired. And they know Biden ain't nothing but rhetoric. There's a video circulating of what Biden said in 2008 and what he's saying in 2020. 16 years later, and Dan Scavino cuts this video, and it is Biden literally doing the same speech with the words slightly rewritten. That's what Biden offers to black folks, is more of the same, more rhetoric. This is a guy who was supposed to have replenished all this, the mask and other supplies for H1N1 after that debacle, did nothing. He was supposed to be working on a cure for cancer, did nothing. This is a guy who's been given task, and he does nothing except feather his nest, except work, try to get his crackhead son big deals in Ukraine and China. Well, meanwhile, America suffers from an opiate addiction, and what did Biden do? Nothing. What did Barack Obama do? What about prescription drugs that he talked about? What about pre-existing conditions and the issues with Obamacare? Most of the people that had that stupid piece of legislation that Joe Biden said was a big effing deal were too afraid to use it because it was too expensive. Yet, he says, from 2008 to 2020, we're going to lower the cost of prescription drugs. They haven't just lowered the cost of prescription drugs. We're going to lower the price of your premiums for hospitalization. None of it. Not a single thing this guy said has been done. But he wants to be president. And guess what? These leftist, demented zombies want him to be, not because they think he's qualified, not because they think he's dreamy and sexy like baby black Jesus, but only because you decided that you were done. And those black guys said it best. Biden's done nothing here in Delaware. Trump cleaned up their mess for decades. That's what he said. I didn't put the words in his mouth. He's tired of it. And let me tell you, there are many people around this country, black, white, female, LGBT, you name it. They're tired of it. They're tired of the lies. Yeah. Bill Clinton described the Democrats' convention like watching a 2 a.m. telethon. Let me tell you, Biden is like watching a 2 a.m. telethon. The Democratic Party is like watching a 2 a.m. telethon. It is retreads of people who are anachronisms, stuck in the 1860s, stuck in the 1960s, trying to make people believe that the best country in the world is the worst country in the world. Whining, as my grandmother would say, they got a ham under each arm and they're asking for bread. You can never please them. If you try, you are losing your mind. It doesn't happen. But it's backfiring all across the way. I've been talking about it. I did a convention post-mortem. I think it's one of the funniest things we've ever talked about, because I essentially said I got the call in the morning to come look at the body, and I didn't know what I saw. I couldn't tell what it was. It was so mangled. I'm talking about the Democratic Party's body. It had been missing for decades. And it's mangled. It doesn't know. It has no. You can't identify the Democratic Party. Somebody was telling me, Kevin, it used to be they were very small differences between the Democrats and Republicans. Probably so. We all shared this one thing. We really thought we were going to be doing the best thing for America. However misguided most of their ideas are, at least we knew we were all in it for the better of the country. You know, I think everybody in America wanted to put a man on the moon when Kennedy said, we're going to get in a space race with the Russians and we're going to win it. But you can't find that level of camaraderie, that togetherness that we've had in the past. And it isn't because of us. It's because of them. Here's what the Democrats say quite often. Leo Terrell said, I didn't leave the Democrat Party. They left me. Well, I have something else I would add to that. I didn't leave America. Democrats America left us, because we are America. They've left America. Are you out of your mind? Hey, when we come back, I'm going to talk about a friend of mine, Ivan Lee, wrote to me about what's going to happen at the convention. So we've got a little bit to discuss on that I think you will enjoy. And there's going to be some surprises.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Take a look under your bed. Find stuff under there? What about jobs? No? Now try your basement. There's a pair of overalls that overall you're not so into anymore. A perfectly good laptop that hasn't sat in your lap in months. And even more stuff. But still no jobs? Well, you really have both. See, stuff is defined as household articles considered as a group. Sometimes this stuff is no longer needed. Wait, no longer needed? That can't be right. Because remember those jobs you were looking for? Those are really needed. And they're the stuff inside your stuff. Even inside that winter coat that moved with you to Phoenix. Our job is to unlock those jobs, and it starts when you donate your stuff to your local Goodwill. Here's how we do it. When you donate to Goodwill, we sell your stuff to provide job training for people right here in your community. So just by teaming up with Goodwill, you help create jobs. And isn't that worth parting with the leftover guitar from your 80s cover band? Goodwill. Donate stuff, create jobs. Find your nearest donation center at goodwill.org. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Tech. With a MechTech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MechTech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MechTech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So we don't have the audio for them? Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to. Thank you for being a part of what I do. Blah, blah, blah. No, I'm kidding. We're excited. Glad you guys are here. It's KevinJacksonShow.com. 844-551-8255. So Joe Biden gets heckled, man. If you want to know how Joe Biden is received around the country, if you haven't figured it out, you need to get woke. This brain damaged dude is a joke for the Democrats. And every time he shows up somewhere else, you get to see the joke. Joe is delivering pizzas to these firefighters, first responders, because he wants people to know, I'm one of you guys. Yeah, I'm one of you guys. And he looks like death eating the crowd. He's an old decrepit, and all he does is somebody hands him the pizzas out of the box, out of the car, out of the limo, and then he hands them over. And that was Joe's contribution. And this video, from when they pull up and they get situated to what all the entire thing of what I'm going to tell you, my segment on this will last three times longer easily than the actual event that occurred. Yeah. Because, see, Democrats love their photo ops. They blast in and they blast out. And Donald Trump's different. Donald Trump would have, he would have hung out there for an hour. He would have made things late. He said, we'll make it up in the air with Air Force One. That's why I'm large and in charge. But Joe Biden spent 2 minutes and 29 seconds in this photo op. I'm giving you the, it wasn't cut, not, everything I'm telling you, we don't have the clip, because right before we came on, I was asking my producers if we had the clip. They said, we don't have the clip, because we don't need it. We saw the clip, and by the time I play the clip, this will be done. You don't need to see the clip. I'm going to give you better than the clip. So I want you to picture this. Limo pulls up, you know, Biden jumps out, they hand him, he's got pizzas in his hand, he hands them over to somebody else. They go to take these pizzas. I'm gonna come back and circle back on all what this is about. Take the pizzas over, give them to the guys. Joe Biden says, hey, appreciate what you guys do. They kneel, all kneel. They do a quick picture. Joe Biden hop. They get Joe Biden up because he can't get up by himself. They make a comment about, we're going to go back to the limo, then you come back over. Joe goes over to the limo. Limo takes off. 2 minutes and 29 seconds, this video. But it was bigger than that. It was better than that. Because here's the issues that I want to bring up. You got Donald Trump pulling up in a limo in Pennsylvania, and he's going to deal with the first responders. How many people do you think are there? Standing room only. The only place that's going to be open is where the Secret Service has cleared a path for the president. That's it. It's going to be packed. Joe Biden, you could have driven a Mack truck through that crowd. There was nobody. There weren't 25 spectators watching. And I'm talking about including the guys getting the pizzas. There were three boxes of pizzas. How many, you know how many firefighters can get fed on three boxes of pizzas? Let me tell you, about three. So there were maybe five, six firefighters. There's a little bit of media and a few things, but no, nothing. You wouldn't even know Joe Biden showed up, to be honest with you, if it weren't for the fact that there's three or four black limos pulling up. And I'm just saying, Donald Trump doing this event, it's a show. It's extravaganza. It's a pizza palooza. But what's really funny about this failed attempt at a photo op is from the moment Joe Biden exits the limo, he gets heckled. And this guy starts yelling, hey, Joe, you finally got out of the basement. This is hysterical. Why do we not have this clip? Who needs to be fired? Anyway, he's heckling this dude. And it's just as well, because my producers are whispering to me that the clip, you can't hear him that well, because they actually do the titles. Subtitle. So you can read it. But you can hear him, hey, Joe. You know, barely. But you can hear him. And he's asking, thank you, finally got out of the basement. And then he goes, who's for fracking now? And so Biden hears the guy after he says all this a couple times. He says, don't jump, fella, don't jump. That's Joe's big comeback. Don't jump. So then the guy goes, Joe, you're not going to win Pennsylvania, Joe. You're not going to win Michigan. You're not going to win Wisconsin. Yeah. So he's now jumped from coming out of the basement. He's already covered fracking, which, of course, is a big deal in the Pennsylvania area because they're coal country, and they're like, you're killing our energy, our jobs. And he goes, how about that crime bill? And then he goes, what did you do for the last 47 years? Oh, my gosh. I was, at this point, I'm dying. This is a 2 minute and 29 second video that I'm dying over, because Joe is, you can tell he's perturbed, but he doesn't know what to say. Yeah, I hope you don't jump. Because the guy's up on a platform, like one story up, like on a garage platform. So Joe's like, I hope you don't jump. Then the guy goes, where's Hunter at, Joe? Where's Hunter at? Where's he at? So he's covering. He might as well be. Trump, just put this dude on the payroll. Come on, man. The Trump campaign ought to put this dude on the payroll. He hit so many key issues. Yeah, but Joe didn't challenge him to a fight or a push-up contest. Hey, you know the guy was an obvious lying dog-faced pony soldier, right? Democrats that are listening to the Kevin Jackson Show, let me explain to you what I just described. I described for you Joe Biden's entire political career. No audience. The only people who are really interested in what he has to say are the people who want to heckle him. I'm surprised he didn't bring up Tara Reid. It was amazing. I love it. The Democrats, if you can have high hopes after witnessing that, this was a Trump mini-me destroying Biden. What do you think is going to happen to Biden when he debates Donald Trump? He can't even come back with a response to a heckler. What's he going to do when Donald Trump starts throwing stuff at him that he just can't handle? And as I said earlier, 3 minutes. 3 minutes. This guy, let me tell you, this dude that heckled him, he knew he was coming. He had time to get set up. He had a camera. Oh, no, he had a megaphone. I don't know if he had a camera, but he had a megaphone. And he had time to get set up. And with all the prep that this guy had, he knew Biden was coming. I'm telling you, Biden did not have an audience for this. Now, I already said, imagine if Trump had some event like this. Well, he did. He flew into Pennsylvania. I think they were at the same place at the same time. And I heard they're going to be at the same place at the same time on 9/11. Trump flies into Pennsylvania, lands at a little airport. It's not a major airport. And there are thousands of people waiting for Trump. Thousands. I'm going to guess 2,000 to 3,000. I'm not a good guess at crowd sizes. But I'm going to guess it was 2,000 to 3,000 people. Air Force One lands. It had to be a big enough place for the airplane to land. It's a big jet. And then Trump gets up and he starts speaking about Biden. And as I said, he ridiculed Biden. I said earlier in the broadcast, he ridiculed Biden in this thing of Joe always wanting to wear a mask. And, of course, rousing response from the crowd. This is the difference. Leftists know this. Try your vote fraud. Try it. It's not going to work.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A busy day of campaigning for President Trump and Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, both of them spending time in Minnesota, the president having a rally tonight in Bemidji, Minnesota. Meanwhile, Biden will be in Duluth, Minnesota, touring a union training center and delivering remarks as well. As lawmakers on Capitol Hill continue haggling over the details of a coronavirus pandemic bill, airlines are pleading for more coronavirus aid as the first CARES Act package is set to run out. Republican Senator from Alaska, Lisa Murkowski, believes,
I want to make sure that our airlines and the industry, not only the air, the passenger carrier, but the cargo carriers, are able to make it through this really difficult time.
This is USA Radio News. Moderna's CEO says they could know by the end of October if a coronavirus vaccine is effective. Besides Moderna, Pfizer and AstraZeneca are also conducting large final stage trials in the United States for potential COVID-19 vaccines. Both Moderna and Pfizer have recruited roughly two-thirds of the needed participants. As far as why a vaccine is being developed so quickly, Dr. Scott Atlas, who sits on the president's coronavirus task force, says,
I mean, the urgency is not the election. The urgency is we're in the pandemic and people are dying. I mean, that has to be understood here. It's really unconscionable to make people afraid of this vaccine when those people that are making others afraid are literally killing people.
The United States says it will ban downloads of TikTok and use of Chinese messaging app WeChat on Sunday over national security and data privacy concerns. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Lots of signs out there, folks, if you just know how to look for them. 81 Nobel Peace Prize winner endorsed Joe Biden, thus validating that the Nobel Peace Prize is finally truly worthless. I mean, you knew it when Obama won it for doing nothing, but now it has certainly been validated. Welcome to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Glad you guys are here. Yeah, the Nobel Peace Prize, they touted Biden's belief in science as the reason for endorsing him. Not the fact that the organization is more left than a NASCAR lap, but his belief in science, as if Donald Trump doesn't believe in science. You know, it's funny how the left tries to validate themselves. We're all about the science. They are the least scientific people on the planet. They are emotional in their thought process. There's not an ounce of logic in anything that they do. The only thing that's logical, if you want to understand the leftists, the mind of a leftist, is follow the money and the power. Anything that's going to give them money and power is what they espouse to. Science is what we're talking about. Did you see the first COVID-19 scam rallies? People holding signs saying COVID-19 is a lie. These are going to go on all over the country. And they are being validated because COVID-19 is a lie. The CDC came out and said it. I already talked about it. Fauci's already trying to denounce the CDC for what they said. But you don't have to worry about any of that. Let me tell you how you know. How you know is, do as I say, not as I do. Cuomo's out, the governor, seen on camera, his assistant with a mask on about 3 feet behind him, and he's got no mask on, walking around New York City somewhere. Governor Cuomo. Do as I say, not as I do. And certainly by now you've heard or seen the video of Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi showcasing two types of Americas, one where businesses are scuttled and Americans are told to conform to these draconian rules. Then there is her elitist America where the rules do not apply. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. I follow the rules. You follow the rules. We've been taught to follow the rules. We've been taught to play fair, to fight fair. But I'm going to tell you right now, you better stop playing by the rules. You better stop fighting fair because they are not doing that on the other side. Now, what are the rules we're talking about? We're saying rules, women, that you have to be ugly. Unless you are a hairdresser or you can do your own makeup, the rules are you must abide by the law. You must stay in this lockdown mode over this nonsense, scamdemic is what they're calling it now. The Wu flu virus pandemic that has bilked the American taxpayer out of not billions, but trillions of dollars, forced people into these self-imposed lockdowns, self-imprisonment, self-imposed slavery over nothing. Over you knowing intuitively that something's wrong here when the number of people dying by two bullets to the back of the head is being made into the COVID-19 Wu flu, and when they have to pay hospitals $39,900 to say, well, if it's a COVID-coded patient, then you've got special things going on. So you make almost 40 grand to code something. Let me tell you something. If you give me 40 grand to do or say the right thing and there's no harm, no foul, done. It's like this guy I was talking about. He said, man, I got this cushy job on a sitcom. It's making $20,000 a week, $80,000 a month. He goes to do a pretty much a non-role, you know, like to sit in the diner and go, hey, every now and then. You think I wouldn't go do that job for 20 grand a week? I'd be on my computer working, doing a real job while I was making that 20K. And the guy talks about it. He says, man, I thought it was going to last forever. He goes, it didn't. It lasted one season. He goes, I bought my mom and dad a house. Or maybe it was two seasons. But he said, I have nothing to show for it. Nothing. But I would do that cushy job. And let me tell you, if you think the hospitals weren't going to take advantage of that, you're out of your mind. They were coding everything COVID. It was a scam. And it was proven because Nancy Pelosi is seen on video security footage having her hair done, even though salons in San Francisco are on lockdown at the behest of her governor, who happens to be her nephew. But no, Nancy Pelosi's not going to walk around looking like Sasquatch. She's not worried about this pandemic. And let me tell you, she's got to be on TV. There's a reason why Nancy can get away with this, and you ordinary women have to go around looking like the sister of Quasimodo. You are not going to be able to go get your hair done or your nails done in San Francisco. How dare you? The rules are for the elitists in the Democratic Party. They said she went for a wash and a blowout on Monday afternoon, despite local ordinances that keep the salon closed amid this virus. They got the security footage and they have her there Monday at 3:08 p.m. Pacific time, walking through East Lawn with her wet hair, without her mask, over her mouth or her nose. And the stylist is right behind her, following, wearing a black face mask. Can you? I mean, the nonsense of this. The stylist is wearing the mask. She's still following the rules, even though Pelosi isn't. It's just too rich. This story is too rich. Salons in San Francisco have been closed since March and were only notified they could reopen on September 1st for outdoor hairstyling services only. But in a statement issued by Pelosi's, manservant or whatever he is, her chief of staff, Drew Hamill, he says, the speaker always wears a mask and complies with the local COVID requirements. The business offered for the speaker to come in on Monday and were told they were allowed by the city to have one customer at a time in the business. The speaker complied with the rules as presented to her by this establishment. Lie. That's a lie. It's a cover-up for Nancy Pelosi. Hey, leftists listening to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Do as I say, not as I do. That is the motto by which you live. Oh, tax the heck out of those conservatives, but don't tax me. I'm all for taxing everybody. Just don't tax me. I'm all for blah, blah, blah. Just don't tax me. I'm all for those windmills, those wind farms. Just don't put them by my house. Whatever it is, they got there's always a caveat. Don't put it no, it can't be mine. Oh, no. These are signs, folks. The business owner told Fox News that she was an independent stylist who rents a chair in the salon and that Pelosi's assistant had sent her a message asking for the appointment. Wouldn't it be nice to have an assistant ask for an appointment? and then the business that's supposed to be closed says, sure, I'll open it for you. Isn't life nice when you are a leftist, elitist, lying skank? Isn't life nice? The owner of the salon, who rents the chair to the salon, the person, she was outraged. She says it was a slap in the face. She said she had received the Paycheck Protection Program loan, but had been prevented from reopening by local regulations. And here's Pelosi. Hey, listen, we don't have to go through convention here. Why don't you just open up the store for me and I'll come in and get my hair done? I'll tell you a quick story about me in this regard. It's not quite the same, but I got my hair cut when I had hair at a place, really good barbers, very stylish, kind of upscale black barbershop, not the typical one you see in the movies. And one day I had to get a haircut, and I loved the way this one girl cut my hair. She was quick. It wasn't a whole lot of conversation because I used a guy named BJ, but I had to sneak around from BJ because BJ would drink. He cut hair like a maniac. He was great at it. The problem was BJ would take his time, and I was always rushed. I had meetings, so I would be like, literally, I'm telling you, I would tip BJ so much. Like, my haircut was like $12. I would give this dude $30. And you know what he would do every time I came into the shop? He'd say to the other guys, he'd go, hey, my big brother here, he called ahead, and he was waiting on me and all this. And he would put me in front of everybody because he knew he was going to get paid double a haircut. So he would do it. But he would take his time. He would move me up, but he would take so long because he would be talking to me. What you into these days, little bro? You know, and he's having a conversation. I don't have time. So I ended up sneaking around with one of the other barbers who was a chick. And she, when they moved to the new salon, she would get me in. So one day she's doing my hair, cutting my hair, and she says, oh, Kev, she goes, I got to hurry and get you out. I go, why? She's closing the blinds to the shop. And I went, why? She goes, because Michael's coming. It wasn't Michael Jackson. It was Michael, the receiver for the Dallas Cowboys. I forget his name now. But is it Michael? Dude that got in trouble with all the ladies and stuff. But anyway, he and Deion Sanders came in to get their hair cut, and she kicks me out, closes the shop up, and does it for them. That's essentially what happened with Pelosi. Anyway, we'll be back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Keyboard Cat, Hamilton the Pug, and Toast Meets World. These are some of the internet's most beloved pets. With millions of YouTube views, shares, Instagram likes, followers, and fans across the globe. But what do all these amazing pets have in common? Their stories started in a shelter. Start your story. Adopt a dog or cat today. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a shelter or adoptable pets near you. Training that pet to play the keyboard? Well, that's entirely up to you. Visit theshelterpetproject.org and hear more about Hamilton the Pug, Toast, and Keyboard Cat's amazing adoption stories. Start a story. Adopt a shelter or rescue pet today. Your perfect pet is just a click away at theshelterpetproject.org. A public service announcement brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Turn green over there. Now, I want to know, what were you telling those guys?
Well, I was trying to get them to understand, like, this at first, answer the question. Answer, you know, because Donald Trump is racist. Well, how is he racist? That's it.
He's been saying, I've seen him quoted saying some racist about black people.
Like what? Nothing. You got nothing. Okay, you keep saying, I heard him say this. I heard him say that. But you have no mouth, though, bro. Well, you got to talk about your back. That's it. Oh, and they just repeat it and repeat it. And so I'm like, look, just answer the question. But they can't answer the question because they have no facts on their side. They have no facts. They don't do any research. They don't learn, do any type of higher learning when it comes to what they believe. All they know is what the media narrative tells them to believe, and that's all they parrot. The
organization is fake. I personally believe that the BLM movement is fake. It has nothing to do with advancing the lives of black people.
They want to break up the family home.
Exactly. Their main goal is to break up the patriarchal, nuclear family. They want the men removed out of the family, which is what Democrats want also.
Exactly.
If BLM really cared about black lives, why would it be solely isolated to incidents where a black life is taken at the hands of a white cop? That happens less than 1%.
Come on.
Now, wait. Now, I like to, equate this to, it's the same as if I was in a horrific accident. I have a massive head wound. I have a leg fracture and a scratch in my finger. And here come the first responders, and they want to tend to the scratch in my finger.
Talking about signs today on the Kevin Jackson Show.com. Glad you guys are with me. 844-551-8255. Appreciate all the messages of you guys, tell me you enjoy the show, all the critiques you're giving me, and I did hear one of my buddies call me. Funny clip, we'll play that. I got to get with him because he's a funny guy. We got to do some stuff together, but man, I've just been swamped in a host of other things. But anyway, I'm glad you guys are here. And I'm talking about signs. I just told you, Pelosi gets caught getting her hair did at the salon. And she, as I said, do as I say, not as I do. The Democrats don't believe in COVID. They don't believe in Black Lives Matter. They don't believe in all this nonsense that we see. It's all just it's BS. Later in the broadcast, I want to play something from Chris Cuomo to show you that Chris Cuomo doesn't trust the media. Exactly. Doesn't trust the media. And, it's that thing that you've learned not to do. He knows it too. See, they're duplicitous. This is why I love you so much. The majority of you listen to the Kevin Jackson Show, conservatives, Judeo-Christian conservatives, who believe in just right versus wrong. I love you people because, when we screw up, we have all the issues of humankind running through our little, part of the woods or whatever you want to call it. There's nothing exclusive that the left does that somebody on the right is not doing. The difference is you seem to care about it. There's something wrong if you do something morally wrong. You know it and you recognize it and you want to do something about it. The left doesn't care. They rationalize. You don't. So we're talking about these signs. These were brothers. That clip I played is a bunch of black folks. And there's blacks and black leftists, and these guys are arguing with a black leftist, and they're saying, tell me something that's racist, because this guy's like, Trump is a racist. And he's like, how so? And he can't answer the question. And these brothers are like, see, you're all talk, you're talking points. It's getting through. I'm not going to take you back through the polling. We went over that the other day. You know the polling. The polling is Donald Trump is getting the black vote. He will get a minimum of double. I tell you, Donald Trump will get five times what he got in the black vote, 40%, enough to make for Democrats to be completely in fear for their lives. And I'm telling you right now, the only thing that people are talking about is mail-in voting. And, they won't be able to call the election right after the election because of mail-in voting. That's Republicans pushing back and making it, they got to make everything dire. And by the way, we have a vote in person program going on right now. And I'm telling you right now that even though we're pushing this program, I'm not the person who started it, who's part of the administration. I can't say who. This whole issue comes around. She's really afraid that this mail-in voting could be a big deal. So I said, look, we'll pursue it. I don't have the passion for it that you have, but help us figure it out, and we will push people to get to the polls. I personally vote in person. I've only voted absentee one time, and that was because I knew I was going to be traveling. Other than that, I'm going to the poll. I want to make sure the machine's working right. If it's a chat, I'm going to push it through. I'm going to check it at the end, make sure everything's good to go. I'm going to do the whole dance. Because I want to make sure my vote counts. And I encourage you to do the same. If you're interested, go to vip.unhyphenatedamerica.org. That's where the project launched. So go there. get registered, let people know, make sure you bring your friends. If you got friends that need to be, to whatever, do it. And it's a nonpartisan thing because I'm saying to Democrats, you need to go there too. I don't want one group of people mailing in, another group voting, because let me tell you what mail-in voting is all about. It's about fraud. Anyway, back to these brothers. So these brothers are telling this guy, you don't know what you're talking about because you're just spitting out talking points. And that's all they do. That's all Democrats do. Trump is a racist. There's plenty of evidence that Trump is not a racist, but they don't want to believe it. Trump, look, what does this guy have to do, you know, to convince these clowns? But let me just go ahead and tell you what he can do. He talks about it himself, and here's Trump talking about his record on blacks.
So I've done criminal justice reform. I saved the historically black colleges and universities. What they went through is for years, including the
funding.
Prison reform, criminal justice reform.
Next term.
Opportunity zone. More of the same. And in fact, I actually said in the speech, the best is yet to come. And I've been treated very well, at least in the polls. I hope, you know, I hope that translates, because unfortunately, the African-American, the black community has been so used to going and pressing a Democrat lever. And what have they got out of it? They've got nothing. Obama didn't give them criminal justice reform. I did. Obama didn't give them opportunity zones. I did. Obama didn't do all of the things. Didn't say, Obama could have saved the historically black colleges and universities. He didn't do anything for them.
I told you guys that Donald Trump is not going to rely on the media to tell the truth about what he's done for blacks. He'll say it himself. Have you heard any pushback? Welcome back to the KevinJacksonShow.com. Glad you guys are with me. I validate everything that I talk about. A lot of it's conjecture, just me, you know, reading the tea leaves, watching the way the wind blows or whatever else. But it's based on common sense and a little bit that I do know about politics, which is quite a lot. Yeah. So I'm just trying to get you to get into a mindset to understand how to discern this stuff and look at it and understand what's happening here. They have one of the best marketers on the planet who says, I'm not letting you just sell the concept of who I am. I'm done with it. And over time, Donald Trump has eroded this notion that he's a racist. And black folks are waking up. And as I told you, I'll say it again, Donald Trump will get 500% of the black vote that he got in the first election in 2016. Now, that being said, he doesn't need it. Donald Trump only needs 16%. He doesn't need 16. The numbers that we hear are, well, first of all, he doesn't need it. He can keep it at 8. He's already proven he can win with just 8%. But can you imagine if it's 16, he doubles the amount of black vote? What if it's 20, which the lowest poll I've seen so far is 25, 24. And then you get into the 30s. I've seen as high as 36. I personally will tell you it's 40. Yeah. What else? Signs, folks. These are signs. How many black folks are you now beginning to see on your Twitter feed wearing MAGA hats, talking openly about support of Trump? How many of you? I've got black Democrats who have converted. That Kevin, there are two of them asking me right now, Kevin, can you put me on film? I'm willing to go on the record. Can I get on your radio show? They want to tell you their story. I just don't have the time right now. Yep. Trump talked about HBCUs, criminal justice reform, prison reform, opportunity zones. And here's what he says. The best is yet to come. Black folks have benefited, and they're saying, you know what? If that white boy can do that, I want to see him do some more. Oh, yeah. And so what are you hearing? Oh, here's the latest poll I heard. Donald Trump and Biden, he's closing the gap in North Carolina. It's neck and neck. Is what I saw. Did you hear this? It's neck and neck in North Carolina. You know why they're focusing on these battleground states and we're starting to hear what we're hearing? Because they can't keep a lid on it. It's done. We're neck and neck. And then you got all this duplicitous nature of the Democrats. Pelosi getting her hair done, breaking the rules, demanding that a salon opens for her. Doesn't socially distance herself either. Can't have the Speaker of the House looking like one of her sodomites, right? Nothing new here, folks. Democrats showcase their lies and their duplicitous nature. You've awakened.
This is the Kevin.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.